This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Wednesday morning. Well, look, the Eagles offseason, I feel like this is just me. I feel like it officially starts today. We've done all the celebration stuff, and we still will. But, I mean, you know, free agency is barreling down. Combines before that, draft not long after all that. So we'll kind of crank up the Eagles offseason thing today. Do that with you on the phone lines. Phil, spring training season about a month away. Sixers and Flyers, guys, I wish they were better. They just aren't. They're not exciting. They're not good. But look, we'll mix it all in to the best extent we can. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
What up, my man?
You can major in wine at Cornell.
Well, listen, I guess there are specialty programs out there. That would be one of them.
It's very specialized. It's actually called, the degree is called Viticulture and Enology, which is the cultivation of grapes.
Feels like there's only one career path with that. It's like sommelier, and that's
pretty narrow.
Doesn't that
feel
like...
got a narrow lane you're staying in on that one. But it seems like, man, if that's where your interests lie, you know that's where you can go.
I'll just say this, trade school.
It's a degree.
I mean, why go spend hundreds of thousands of dollars
at Cornell?
At Cornell, when it's trade school. I mean, I don't even know if you need trade school. Just learn from the guy in town.
Right? I don't think that's how it works.
Right, learn from the guy in town. All right, so
the guy in town.
Yeah,
to be a sommelier.
Go to a different town. Go to a different town. Learn from that guy, and then you know
it would definitely have to be a different town than McCann.
Like New York City or Paris or something.
Talk to Dick Vermeil. Dick Vermeil's the wine guy. Learn from Vermeil. Bang, ready to go. All right, so let's get into it today, John. John, I'm looking forward to the offseason. I mean, obviously, Eagles just won the Super Bowl. World's our oyster. Great team. Should remain at the very, very, very least a very good team. Hopefully they attack it different than they did 2017 into 2018. John, let's tackle it. You know, there's so many ways that we'll approach this over the next couple of months. But, John, I'll ask you and everyone today at 215-592-9494. As the Eagles, as Howie Roseman, as Nick Sirianni, as the players embark, as we as fans embark on the offseason, John, what is top of mind for you?
Sure.
Anything. What they need to do, what they need to not do, what you're thinking. What's coming to your mind here, John?
I'm fixating with the OC, the offensive coordinator. The decision here is so massive because we know that Jalen just keeps having new language, new coordinators, new systems, a new confidant, a new best friend that he's talking to every day. Hey, what do you like here? Hey, what do you like here? The offensive coordinator and the quarterback on every team that I ever played on, they're sitting over there doing their meetings, you know, while the rest of us are doing hours. You know, they're on a different planet in terms of the preparation. They are intimate. That's how they roll. And they're close.
Yeah, you think there's a big loss, right?
Oh,
what man. They've, what they've
Kellen
already lost.
Moore. Yeah, yeah. And when we heard Lane Johnson say things like Kellen Moore is an absolute genius, you know, that sort of thing carries weight for me, that the players respected him as well. We saw, I love the fact that Jalen was equipped with answers. We saw him change the plays at the line of scrimmage. That's Kellen Moore giving him the structure, giving him the framework to be able to do that. Hey, if they get into this look, here's the play that we have to beat that. Run it, Jalen. Like he has that availability because it's been created for him by Kellen Moore. That's no easy task. So once again, it's starting a little bit back from where we left off because it's going to be a new language.
It's a concern
that is used to convey this offense this year, most likely.
Well, you know,
unless we're going from within, and I don't know how feasible that is. I know that we've already gotten our running back coach interviewing for their offensive coordinator position in New Orleans, Jamal Singleton, who is apparently an up and coming star in the coaching ranks, according to the Eagles. The Saints, they're definitely stealing T.J. Paganetti, who is Stout's right-hand man. You know, his understudy, essentially.
Yeah, they're losing a lot.
His protege.
Yeah, I know.
Like Stout Jr., the assistant run game specialist, the assistant O-line coach. Man, he's so talented, T.J. Paganetti. We've heard his name spoken often with reverence. We're going to miss him. I'm certain. I'm worried about that part. But this offensive coordinator decision, man, if we could keep it consistent to some degree, I don't know if we have the talented individuals in terms of play calling within the fold already. Only the Eagles
How about Brian Johnson? Seltzer, how about Press Taylor?
No, I'm
how
good.
How about
Mike Grow? Thank
how
you.
How about
Mike Grow? Yeah.
Mike Grow! Rich Cotite!
I'd rather have Al Groh.
Al Groh. No, John, look, that's funny, James. It is a concern. I mean, on a lot of levels. I hear you on the language. I think it also just in terms of basic effectiveness. Like, language is I get it. It can complicate things. I understand that. But you also just want someone who's really good. Like, the Brian Johnson thing didn't work. I don't think it didn't work as a language. I think it just didn't work. You know, like, listen, Nick and Howie have a big decision to make. And they got to make it pretty soon. And maybe it's Frank Reich, and the master is the teacher, and the teacher is the master, and Frank reports to Nick. I don't know. Maybe. It's something to consider. Look, I tend to think Doug Peterson would probably not be here as an offensive coordinator. He was before he was a head coach. I don't think he's going to be a head coach again. You want to throw that name in the mix? Go for it. I'd be shocked if that happens.
I don't think
I'd be shocked. But the point is, you got to hire the right guy. It's an important decision because I'll tell you this, and this season to me really spoke to it. Guys, you can have all the players in the world you want. If you don't have good coaching, you generally don't have a chance. Generally. To win it all. You can be good. You can be a playoff team. But I mean, you
can
really...
go 11-6 and lose to the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly. So it's a massive decision. And of course, it'd be fascinating to know who makes it. Howie, who I think a lot of us think is the guy that really runs the show.
Jeff.
Jeff. Or Nick, who obviously has greater cachet than he's ever had. Guy's going to report to Nick. Guy's going to work in the room with Nick. Nick and the guy got to work together. I don't know. I don't know who makes the call. James, what's top of mind for you this offseason?
I keep thinking about how I feel and the joy and how I don't want to think about anything else. And I want to live in this moment. And I think about 2018 and even 2023. I know they lost it, but I'm thinking about how tough it is to go to the Super Bowl and come back and get there again. And if we're really talking about something we've never seen, which is much less an Eagles team winning two in a row, but actually just going to two Super Bowls in a row, I'm so fascinated to see how this team adjusts and learns from the last time they went to the Super Bowl recently and did it. And then what they have from 2018, what Howie remembers, all that stuff. Like, for me, the whole, go to the Super Bowl and find a way to... free agency's a month away, less than a month, 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
Like, to ratchet it back up as an organization and come back and do it again. Like, yeah. I've never seen the Eagles do that.
Well, I'm nervous about it.
You're right.
I have a strange confidence that Nick Sirianni will be more studied up on how to run this offseason than what we saw from Doug Peterson.
Well, parade speech-wise, he certainly spoke to it. He didn't talk about a new norm. You know, like, Doug's like, we're it! And Nick did nothing to me, John, that speaks to
keep your head down type guy.
I agree with you on that.
It does.
I agree with that.
It feels like we're better equipped to handle this success right out the gates. And maybe, just maybe, that's because we already did fail at this.
Maybe.
In 2018, we were bad at being good.
Yeah,
like,
oh, I agree
after
with that.
Winning the Super Bowl,
I agree with that.
It was so inconsistent, the messaging that was coming out of the Novacare.
Carson also really screwed things up. I mean, that first year back, he rushed back when he came back. Then the back injury kicked in. He played a couple more weeks. The whole thing got off the rails, and they had a lot of injuries that year. But I agree with you, John. I generally trust Nick to handle this moment better than we know Doug handled it. Not that we knew in the moment. You know. Anyway, let me give you my main thought, and it's kind of similar to what James was saying. And I'm going to frame it under the umbrella of being kind of annoyed, which is odd because, you know, I'm really freaking happy. I mean, we had a parade a couple days ago. We had a Super Bowl a week and a half ago, the whole deal. And obviously the Eagles have a shot to win it again. They should be good at the least. Good. But I am a little annoyed how much dynasty talk I'm already hearing. I really actually am. Like, do I want dynasty talk? Yes, because it signifies my team just won one and has a shot for another and another. Like, on one hand, I love the dynasty talk, of course. I mean, there's no dynasty talk with the Flyers right now. Can't have dynasty talk when you stink, okay? Can't have it. So, of course, on one hand, I'm happy there's dynasty talk. On the other hand, my God. Like, it's really, really, and then James, this is kind of the point you're making. It's really hard to do. First off, in the salary cap era, I would tell you there's only been two. New England, which is the whopper, because it lasted 20 years and they won six rings. The Chiefs, which is the mini. To me, dynasty starts with three championships.
Joe, I 100% agree.
And I don't count 2017 as part of the it's kind of like a different, it was like kind of the
different coach and quarterback.
Yeah, so kind of further back. So, like, if you're telling me dynasty, okay, they got to go win two in the next 4 years, I'm not saying they can't. I'm not saying they can't. They might. What I'm telling you is it's really hard, and unfortunately, when we talk about names like, you know, Zach Bond and Milton Williams and Mekhi Becton and Josh Sweat, I expect them to lose more than they keep. And I also know they had, and listen, maybe they keep this going, but they had tremendous luck this year with injury. They really did. I mean, they were not that injured. They had one starter that missed the Super Bowl. They had a couple starters like Goddard and Jalen Hurts that missed a couple games, but not many. I mean, grand scheme of things, let's be real, it was borderline miraculous. Now, it's 2 out of 3 years they've done this. They did the same thing in 2022. So listen, maybe Howie, with what he's done with the the medical staff, John, maybe they found a formula.
Tom Hunkley, maybe the athletic trainers,
maybe
they know what they're doing, man.
Yeah, so maybe they have made advancements there that will bear out in future years. But maybe they just got pretty damn lucky. I mean, let's be real, having that many starters that kept playing and playing and playing, not generally something that's going to be replicated.
It's science.
Well, it's science, but it's also luck. It's also
there's
luck.
Some luck.
Yeah. So
but they,
you know,
do a really good job.
Look,
with it.
I and again, I say, and I'm curious where you stand on all this at 215-592-9494. I mean, first of all, just what's top of mind for you as the Eagles approach the offseason, as you as a fan approach the offseason, but any of these things we've brought up, what John referenced with the coaching staff on offense, obviously how that relates to Jalen Hurts, what James said, what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm curious if you agree, has there already been too much dynasty talk? I mean, guys, the schedule is going to be brutal. We don't know the actual schedule. We know the teams they'll play, and we know where they'll play. And the road games are freaking hellacious. Hellacious. Yeah. So, like,
but we're that good.
Well,
that's what they have to do to try to slow us down.
But will they not be if they lose Milton Williams and Sweat?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, we've got to make some changes and do some adaptation. And I do wonder about Zach Bond. Will Howie give him 2 years, $20 million?
That's going to be more than that.
You really think so?
I really do.
I
really do.
I think I don't
like
know.
Like 350, something like that?
I don't know that.
Yeah, 340 something.
He's an that's what I'm thinking too.
The fact that he's 28
inside
years old
linebacker
helps reduce the number.
Yeah.
I know.
And there is such a story. There's such a there's a connection here with this town, with Zach Bond. There's a gratefulness coming from both sides.
I know. All right, look, 215-592-9494. You know, obviously we're curious how you rank up Milt Williams, Sweat, Bond, and Becton. I mean, four fascinating names that, I mean, they're not going to keep them all because they can't keep them all. In that sense, it's very similar to me to 2022, meaning 23, when they lost those guys, when they lost Hargrave and others. What are your thoughts? Offseason has, ladies and gentlemen, begun. Tell me what's top of mind for you regarding the Eagles. 215-592-9494. Just off and roll. We're going to do a lot on the phone lines today. Great chance for you to hop aboard right now. Well, good morning to you. So, it's fun talking Eagles offseason when it's, you know, not digging out of a 4-11 in one hole. Or a Ray Rhodes 1998 3-13 hole. Or an Andy 12. What was that one?
Dream Team was 11. 12 was when it was done.
4-12.
That was Chip Kelly took over after. That was the end.
So they had a 4-12. They had a 4-11.
Yeah. And 4-12, and they lost that last game like 48-7 or 45. Remember that Giants game where everyone just gave up?
All right. So, look, Eagles obviously have a great shot. I do think there's been too much dynasty talk already. But again, I'm not trying to dampen anyone's mood.
You know why it is.
Well, they just won. That's why it is.
It's how they won.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
I mean, they crushed a team that was trying to get to dynasty status.
Yep. No, I
hated the dynasty talk before the Super Bowl. Yep. I was like, nope, shut it down.
Yep.
Now we can talk about it.
No, we definitely can. I'm not saying it's not a worthy conversation. I'm just saying to me, like, I'm hearing people.
It's a leap.
I'm hearing people expecting it.
Yes.
It's, you know.
Yeah. We're a dynasty now. It's like raining in.
All right. Anyway, we'll also do a lot on the Phils today. Obviously, they've been together for a couple of days down there in Clearwater. We got a lot of audio, things that have been said by the general manager, the manager, some of the star players. We'll get to that audio as well. Also, when you call in today, your chance to win cool prize, pair of tickets to see the Dave Matthews Band. He'll be in town coming up this summer. Imagine that. The summer is 3 months away,
bro,
if you can believe it.
Bro, I know.
Because I know it's freaking really cold out there.
17, Joe.
Bone chilling out there this morning.
It's brutal.
Like, it ruins your day when you walk out.
I had to go inflate.
3:30 in the morning, 4 in the morning.
I had to inflate my tires last night.
Tough.
Did you guys have this experience where your car is telling you that your tires are flat?
Well, yeah.
Yes,
but
I just don't inflate them.
Yeah, I drive through it.
Yeah, I
just know in a couple hours they won't be flat. When it's less cold.
I know, but mine didn't inflate to where I thought they'd inflate, so I actually had to go out and try to pump them up. That was hellacious. That was the coldest I think I've ever felt.
Okay.
And then I thought my hand froze to the thing that I was pumping with.
That's not good.
It was a mess.
It is really cold. For anyone that hasn't gone outside
messy
yet today,
outside.
It's really cold.
Yeah, right. If you can avoid going outside, today's the day to avoid it.
But believe it or not, Memorial Day is in about 3 months, which means, and of course that's the unofficial start
that's
of the
crazy.
Summer.
Crazy.
I know it is.
The Phillies are at spring training right now.
I know.
We're not used to this, especially the parade week. It really carries into
the next thing. All of which is to say we have tickets to give away for Dave Matthews' summer tour, which is happening here in Philadelphia July 25th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Now, tickets have not yet gone on sale. They go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Friday at Ticketmaster.com. You can actually win the tickets here today on the program prior to them even going on sale, which is very cool. And here's how. So a happy birthday goes out to Jeff Daniels, of course, notable for many things, including Dumb and Dumber. Now, I still have never seen it. And maybe that makes me dumb.
It's like most quoted movie.
So, sir, explain to me this thing. So there's some kind of outfit that he's wearing.
Yes, they wear matching tuxedos. One is orange and one is blue. And it's hilarious with top hats. You're a big top hat guy. They rock the top hats.
Oh, I do like the top. And when I win the presidency, if I do, I'm going to probably bring that back like Woodrow Wilson. And bang, there's the hammer ready to go south side of the Capitol giving a speech. But anyway, that's a whole nother matter. Give me a great answer today to this question. This is how you can win the tickets to see Dave Matthews. Best outfit ever in a movie or show. So many, like, at the Academy Awards and the Oscar for the best costume that goes to. It's almost like we're going costume today. But it doesn't have to be costume. It can just be regular. I mean, like, I liked in the West Wing when President Bartlett would wear a tuxedo. Class. Like the hammer.
Yes, he's the only person in movies or TV to wear a tuxedo.
All right. But he wore it well. Sam Seaborn wore it even better. All right, John Ritchie, give me a great answer. And everyone at 215-592-9494.
Did you just call Rob Lowe handsome? Was that just what happened?
More so than Martin Sheen.
He is kind of handsome.
He is kind of a good-looking guy. I mean, I'm not going to lie. All right, John Ritchie, and this goes for everyone, 215-592-9494. The best outfit ever Doesn't have to be a costume. Best outfit ever in a movie or a show in honor of Jeff Daniels from Dumb and Dumber. John, what are you thinking?
How about the all-black trench coat Keanu Reeves wore in The Matrix? The main character of The Matrix movies. There are four of them, I guess, Joe. Main character of The Matrix, what was his name?
Neo.
Hey. Yes! He learned it! He learned it!
Hammer!
Nice job!
Thank you, sir.
Nice job!
You were getting too excited.
I don't know. Like that. I don't know that that's ever happened on our show before.
What up, Big Pimpin'?
You learned something new.
Dude, I'm on it, man. I am
great
on it.
Great job, Joe.
I am so on it. Seltzer, give me an answer.
Did someone tell him?
No.
I don't think so.
Really good work.
All right, Seltzer, an outfit. We got.
I don't think this is a winning answer, but it's one that always sticks out to me. Back to the Future 2, the outfit he wears with the jacket and his arm keeps popping out, the future outfit that he steals from his son.
Vaguely remember.
Yeah, not a winning answer, but always sticks out to me.
All right, Rhea, an outfit in a movie or a show?
Legally Blonde, Elle Woods, when she arrives at the party in the Playboy bunny outfit, thinking it was a costume party, but it was not. But I love...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When she's standing in the store to buy a computer and she's wearing the costume.
Yeah.
It's just, I love that scene.
Look, a lot of ways to go. John, I need a rolling. Can just flipping a freaking mask on your face make it a good outfit? Because I like Jim Carrey in the mask with, you know, the mask. Because he also then would look dapper. Wow. Like somehow he'd have a great suit. Bang! Mask, suit.
That
Carrey.
Mask did a lot more. That mask gave him some pretty sweet outfits.
I'm well aware, but I liked the look. Like, the hammer could use that.
The green face. And yellow,
he's
green.
Oh, he's Eagles fan. Green.
That's true. Yeah. You need to try the green face.
Hey, listen, I'm open-minded.
That might work.
All right. I want everyone to think about it. Best outfit ever in a movie or show. Best answer, what is it? You tell us. Yeah, Dave Matthews certainly has had a good run. Very good run. And you can win the tickets today.
My first concert was Dave Matthews.
Really?
Yeah.
How old were you?
16.
Okay. Yeah. Look, he's been very, very good for a long time. I remember when I was in high school. Look, I wasn't a Dave Matthews, what's the word, devotee? Is that how you say it?
Sure.
Some people, though.
Devotee. Nailed it.
But some people are. You can win the tickets here today. Give us a great outfit. By the way,
I was never a Dave Matthews fan.
Okay.
I was bothered by the way that he did the foot thing.
Never noticed it.
No,
he did this.
You have weird things that really bother you.
Shuffling back and forth with the feet. And I thought, man, that's so gimmicky. Why is he always going to the foot shuffle?
Well, then it must annoy you when Seltzer's going crazy with his annex when we're in a pre-show meeting and he can't stop moving.
Well,
I can't stop. James, what is that?
It's called kinetic energy, Joe.
No, I'm serious. What is it? I'm not making
ADHD
fun of you.
ADHD is what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
It's ADHD. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For those
my daughter
know,
is exactly the same way. Yeah. My daughter is, like, constantly moving.
Yeah, James, you never... Is that also why you sometimes can't stop talking? Like, if someone's talking and you'll just talk over them, is that the same concept?
ADHD, buddy, yeah.
Like, when it's your... your turn. When you want to talk, you want to talk!
Wow.
And well, sometimes. I mean, you know...
Yeah,
I'm much better at it than you. When I was... Let's put this way. When Zoe wants to talk, she's going to talk.
That's
it, you know.
Wow. All right, 215-592-9494. AMA today at 7 o'clock. So get those questions in. Coming up in about 25 minutes, AMA, you ask, we answer. So we'll have some fun with AMA in a little bit. Also, you know, Jen, who I totally forgot about because, you know, Rhea had in the update with Andrew Painter. Swear to God, hadn't thought of him in 3 months. Totally forgot he's a Phil. John, who would I have forgot is a Phil? Think about it. Forgot he's a Phil.
Jesus Lizardo.
No, a little bit
is
more.
Is this on par with the James Bradbury level?
A little
forget
bit.
He's
yeah,
an Eagle?
Sort of. Forgot he's
James
a Phil.
James Bradbury's still an Eagle.
I know.
For those who don't know.
Super Bowl champion James
Bradbury.
Yeah,
Super Bowl champ James Bradbury.
All right, Rhea, who is very forgettable that he's a Phil until I saw in the last day or two he's at spring training?
Taiwan Walker.
1,000%.
See, I don't forget he's a Phil it's so funny. I don't at all.
Because they have a fifth starter now. They got Painter at some point. Like, he's obviously not going to be in the plans.
Joe, I was with you. I was like, really?
Yeah. Two more years on this deal. Two more years? Holy mackerel. All right, so AMA, give us some good questions. And 7 o'clock, we'll have some fun with that today. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, three ways you can get involved. All right, let's go to the phones. Your thoughts on the Eagles offseason, what's top of mind? Also, I want to get to some audio for you from Rob Thompson recently about the Phillies lineup. Some interesting stuff. They might construct it very differently this year. Let's go to Dan in Philadelphia. Good morning, Dan.
What up? Hey, what a difference two people, right? You got to remind Jimmy to stop moving, and you have to remind Joe to stand up. Like, it's two complete opposites.
I stand all show. I never sit, ever.
Joe I stand for about a quarter of the show.
You have to remind him to move.
I know. But Dan,
the great endorsement right there.
But Dan, as was said in a song, exactly. When you move, I move. Who sang that song?
I have no idea.
Yeah. I move. Yeah,
that doesn't jive.
When you move, I move.
I've never heard that. Yeah, sing it.
When you move, I move. That's okay, all I got.
I've heard it. I know you're
Someone help us out.
I've never.
And Seltzer, don't look it up.
I think you just talked, man.
I think it's ludicrous.
When you move, I move. That's not singing.
Just like that. When I move, you move. Just like that. I think it's
maybe.
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Good work, Dan.
So
I saw Ludacris, by the way, at the Maxim Super Bowl party about 10 years ago. Very cool. All right, Dan, what do you got for us on the Birds?
Very cool.
Real quick on the field. I hate to be this guy, but I think they ran it back too many times. I don't think it's going to be that. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a disastrous season, but I don't think it's going to be a successful season like we hope for, like the World Series or something. I just think they ran it back too many times this year without really making any changes. But, you know, that's further down the line. As for the Eagles, there's, like, projections out there for free agencies. Bond's only projected to get 2 years, $19 million. Like, that's what the projection is. Regardless of that, he has to come back, and I think Becton has to come back. Those are my two that I think definitely need to come back. And I don't know why we stress so much about this, because Howie Roseman is a master at this.
Yeah, that's true.
And people were talking about maybe Jalen can restructure his contract. You know, there's a lot of moves that Howie does that aren't typical GM moves.
They create extra room. Yeah, we don't know who that person would be yet, but they will probably restructure, you know, two or three different guys that could create some cap space.
You know, both those guys, Zach Bond and Mekhi Becton, could end up getting about the same amount of money.
I think Becton's going to get a pretty good amount, man. I mean, am I wrong? Didn't he get about $50
million? He got $50
million. I mean, if Big V gets
$50 million,
but
it ends up being $9.7 million a year. You know, guards get around that.
All right, Dan, give me a big time outfit.
I think it's the coolest outfit in the world. It has a hat, it has a man purse, it has a whip, it has a leather jacket. How about Indiana Jones?
Indy's a good outfit. For what they were going for, they certainly nailed it. Indiana Jones.
You think you could pull that off?
No, not cool enough.
I agree. I agree. No, you're not. I agree. Okay, good.
I'm flat out not cool. Let's go to Paul in Downingtown. Paul, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, morning show.
Hi, Paul.
And kind of like to echo the comments of the previous caller. I'd like to keep the B-boys, too, Becton and Bond. Becton, primarily, this isn't a slam against Tyler Steen, who seems serviceable, but clearly Becton is more than serviceable. And I just love the way that line looks, like aesthetically. You know, just the five monsters.
I know, but I got to tell you, Paul, there's an argument against Becton, which is this. Stoutland.
Yeah, sure.
Stoutland.
Sure.
If Stoutland can make a tackle an effective guard, maybe he can make Steen an effective guard. You know?
Maybe
he can make someone that they signed for $2 million an effective guard.
Well, we know what it looks like. Remember, Steen started, wasn't he?
No, he got beat out in camp.
The first one to sub in, though?
Well, he played a little bit this year.
He played 13 snaps when Becton had to leave.
Right.
He's had the opportunity.
And no one noticed any difference.
Becton out. Becton was significantly better than Steen. Steen had the chance.
I'm just saying, Paul, there's an argument for Becton, but there's an argument against Becton. That's
I think you can make that argument against Bond, too. You know, I think they did a great job of kind of pulling a rabbit out of the hat there, and who's to say this D coordinator couldn't find a guy that has the same capabilities as being wasted?
I don't know.
You can't find a 4-3 guy who has the perfect attitude and who's willing to stick his face in there and light people up. This guy, he's got a special teams mentality, yet he's got the skills in his ability that he's a Pro Bowl, all pro talented guy. That's so rare.
Paul, here's where
Andy's
I'm at.
Tough.
Here's where I'm at on that comparison. For every Bond who's amazing, there's 15 Alex Singletons who are just a guy. I mean, yeah, you can go back to playing that game again, but that's dicey, man, because, you know, it's almost like the Todd Pinkston thing. It's like, I got Terrell Owens, but let me consider going back to Todd Pinkston. Like, that don't work for me.
No, I'm with you 100%. And the one I'm kind of most curious about in terms of, I'm okay letting them go is Milton Williams. And that's kind of for two reasons. It's because a little bit looking ahead at the draft, it looks like it's a little rich at D-tackle free agency. There might be an option there that comes in similar. Plus, I want to see what Milton looks like playing next to someone whose name isn't Jalen Carter. I think he's benefited hugely from that man's presence. And I'd be interested to see what he looks like when he's the guy that's grabbing most of the double teams.
Well, I can't tell you it's an unreasonable point. You know, something to consider. That's fair. Paul, give me a big-time answer, an outfit in a movie or a show.
This might be a little too personal to me, but I was this guy for 4 years in a row for Halloween, 77, 78, 79, 80, Darth Vader.
That's a big outfit. No doubt about that.
Wow, I mean, he DeCamera'd his costume.
Yeah, I like that he gave us the years, too. He's like, I was at 78, 79, yeah. 80. Joe went for a little longer as Batman, though.
Well, yeah, I'm still Batman.
Like
listen,
20-something years.
Dude, Darth is a legit costume.
Oh, that's a potential winning answer.
That's a big-time potential winning answer. All right, speaking of answers, we got some answers from Rob Thompson recently. Interesting. Rob Thompson was on Ruben's podcast. Ruben's got a podcast with Todd Zielecki and also Jim Salisbury. And they covered a lot of ground, including the leadoff thing and the lineup thing. Let's start lineup. Here's Rob Thompson. This was a couple weeks ago. I think about 2 weeks before they reported to spring training. Here's Rob Thompson recently on Ruben's podcast. A question from Zielecki about the lineup.
I'm not asking you to name your opening day lineup, but had any conversations with any players, Schwarber, any of those guys about
making some changes? Yeah, a couple of conversations, but I think we'll play with it during spring training and see where it goes see what the best fit for us is. And maybe it's a situation where if we're facing a lefty, we do one thing. If we're facing a righty, we do another thing. Maybe it's moving Schwarber behind Harper to protect Harper more, which maybe that moves Harper up in the lineup a little bit, not leadoff, but maybe two. But those are conversations I've got to have with guys. And we'll do the best thing we can and keep people comfortable, but at the same time, put the best lineup out there to score runs. And I tell people all the time, don't forget now, we were top five in almost every major category offensively. So let's not try and outthink this thing.
All right, now, before we weigh in, and there's a lot to weigh in on, let's listen to one more of Rob Thompson on that podcast with Ruben, talking about the leadoff spot and an interesting dynamic related to other players in the lineup. Listen to this, then we'll react.
Rob, if you were to tinker with leadoff, who would be your candidates to hit there?
I think you're probably talking about Trey.
Because you mentioned Stott, you see him being that guy.
Yeah.
Back, so Stott wouldn't be a candidate?
Well, the thing is that, we're so left-handed, and you want Harper and you want Schwarber getting as many at-bats as you can. And now you put Stott in the leadoff spot. Now you're really left-handed at the top, and it creates it might create a problem. Even if you're facing a right-hander, they start, everybody's got three lefties in the pen, it seems, anymore. And they'll just start matching up on you.
All right, so interesting there. I mean, I'm sure you catch the drift. I mean, if Stott is leadoff, look, you got to have Bryce Harper hit either second or third because you got to get him up there a lot. I mean, he's your best hitter by far, so he's got to bat a lot. So, all right, James, what is the best lineup for the Phillies?
It's a loaded question.
What is it? I mean, it is a loaded question. I mean, it's the guy with the second most knowledge about baseball on our show.
Yes, as James you always Seltzer. Say, yes.
And is it two different lineups? One versus lefties, one versus right? Like, what is...
I don't think it's two different lineups.
And are people overthinking the Schwarber thing? They were pretty damn good with Schwarber.
Yeah, I think they are. I think they're changing it just to change it because things haven't worked out the last couple postseasons.
He wasn't the problem? Is that fair?
No, I don't think Kyle Schwarber was the
problem. The other guys were the problems,
absolutely,
right?
But look, if you want to say that Schwarber in the middle of the lineup makes more sense to protect other guys because you don't have those boppers. Like, Schwarber is by far, along with Harper, the biggest power hitter you have.
He's your biggest power
hitter. He's number one. So, like, if you want to go Turner 1, Harper 2, Bohm 3.
Okay, hold on. Go slow. Turner 1,
Harper 2,
yep.
Bohm 3, and Schwarber 4.
That's pretty strong.
It's not bad because Bohm will put the bat on the ball in the three hole. Harper can get on base. He walks. Turner doesn't walk a lot, but it's still 338, I think, OBP last year, so he gets on base enough. I think we're overthinking the Schwarber thing, but if they want to go with that lineup, like, I'm fine with that.
All right, so, John,
let's see it. I'm fine with seeing this. I'm fine with tinkering with this lineup if it means that it could net a positive end result.
Well, here's the problem,
though. We
don't
know what it's going to look like until we try it. So let's try it. It makes sense that you have a guy with wheels leading off, and that's what we've been complaining about now for years.
Yeah.
I am willing to say, okay, we saw last year, we saw Kyle Schwarber get better as a leadoff hitter in terms of his shrewd eye at the plate. He was outstanding.
He was great last year.
In terms of being smart what he swung at, you know, taking walks, just really like upgraded his own approach.
Well, it was also it was the first year he was consistent. He was very consistent the whole year.
Let's see that version of Kyle Schwarber in a different spot in the lineup. And let's see a speedier guy, Trey Turner, applying the same, let's hope, approach at the plate where he's being smart with
it. All right, so let me just say this, and I'm fascinated what you think at 215-592-9494 on the best way to configure this. So I think there's a lot of good points that have been said already, one of which Sean just said, try it. Like, I'm open-minded to that, especially when I truly believe I got a playoff team. I don't have to play a playoff game until 6 months after the season begins. There is something to be said for experimentation. I agree with that.
And if it doesn't work, you can go back.
That's right. I will also say, though, I do think James's point about too much of the Schwarber thing has been made coming out of last October and past Octobers, when I don't think what happened last October, and I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't remember what he hit in October, but I just remember not thinking that he was the problem. I mean, the problems were Castellanos was back to chasing. The problem was, you know, Bryce, who was a tremendous in the postseason, had a horrible at bat in the sixth inning of that one game, maybe the most important at bat of the whole postseason. But he still had a .750 on base percentage. Trey was a disaster, disaster. I think JT, if I remember, didn't hit well. Stott obviously didn't hit well. So, like, I look at all this stuff and say, so does batting Schwarber four instead of one make Castellanos or whomever not, you know, freaking fish? Or make Stott not swing at the high fastball? Or make Trey Turner get back to being the guy who was with the Dodgers and the Nationals that got him a $300 million contract instead of the guy who's been with the Phillies other than about 3 months in his 2 years? I mean, let's be real. Trey Turner in about 3 months. He had August and September of 23, and he had like April of 24, and that's it. Otherwise, he's been below average. That's a fact. I don't know how where Kyle Schwarber hits really changes any of that. So this is a long way to say I'm confused. I mean, because, and I also know they won a lot of freaking games with Kyle Schwarber leading off. And I do think the idea of gotta have speedy guy batting one is really overrated now, and I'm going to tell you why. That was predicated on an era where you would have the pitcher batting nine. Kyle Schwarber now, when he bats one, follows a regular hitter who bats nine, who gets on base more than the old nine-hole hitter used to. So while it's like, yeah, you do have those solo shots by Schwarber, you also have the two runners.
Okay. So, but it is a different level of dangerous when you've got a guy with speed at first base.
Well, he's got to get on. He's got to get on at about a 380 clip to make it worth my while.
Use those wheels, and they have to be aggressive with stealing and pushing the envelope on that front.
Yeah,
and I don't know if there's an issue. I don't know why we didn't steal more, because the wheels are there on some of our guys. I hope. Yeah. I hope we get back into just being aggressive in that way. You know, I love the feeling when you got guys who are dangerous at first base. And I hate the feeling when we're playing a team that gets a guy on first that I know is in our pitcher's head because he's got the wheels to get to second.
Look, it really is a fascinating topic. And I don't know what they're going to do. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm not sure what the right solution is. I think there's a few different ways you can slice this here. I know this, when the time comes to play better in October, they got to play better. I don't care who hits where.
That's the bottom line.
Guys got to not fish. All right, 215-592-9494. What, in your opinion, is the right way to set the lineup? Let us know. Also, two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both of which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, other than Zach Bond, who it's pretty clear most people think is the most important to bring back. Other than Zach Bond, which of the other three is most important for the Eagles to keep? Is it Becton, Sweat, or Milton Williams? Most important for the Eagles to keep. Second poll question, similar, but we're changing most important to most likely to be kept. Most likely to be kept of the other three, Becton, Sweat, Williams. Most likely to be kept, most important. You can weigh in at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and certainly on the phone lines as well.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.